Along with the Harry Potter movie comes the merchandising of scarlet robes, bedsheets, and plastic wizard's brooms. The staggering array of products is expected to earn at least $100 million. But in the woods of Oregon, an artisan who handcrafts his own flying broom is on a path less traveled. From member station KLCC in Eugene, Monica Hausman has the story.
Over the last 20 years, Thurman Schumach has hand-fashioned nearly 500,000 brooms. He uses slender sassafras tree trunks from Arkansas and sturdy straw made from dried corn stalks, and he's managed to make a good living. Just last year, his sales receipts were close to $200,000. But he didn't start making brooms to build a business. 20 years ago, he was in a motorcycle accident.
My neck was broken in 6 places, and I was partially paralyzed on my left side. And I started doing it for physical therapy.
He found he had a natural affinity for the craft and was delighted when he realized he could draw another of his passions into the business, his love of children's stories. Schumach added a special children's line to his repertoire. It includes functional bellows based on the Northwind bellows from Disney's Cinderella, a walking stick inspired by Gandalf's staff from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, and now the ultimate broom. The Nimbus 2000 from J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series.
I read the books. I was very inspired by the animation of the just household objects.
Now, as any Harry Potter aficionado will tell you, the Nimbus 2000 is a flying broom and an essential part of the game Quidditch. This is a popular sport in the world of wizards and witches, sort of like basketball, except the players fly 50 feet above a field on brooms, the Nimbus 2000 being the deluxe model. Schumach spent hours poring over the broom's description in the books before meticulously styling his version. Part crafter, part businessman, he recognized this could be a good year for brooms.
Well, you were busier this year for sure, especially children are very interested in brooms. I realize that's a short-lived thing. You know, I'll ride that wave while it's happening for this year, but the main thing is we just try to make a good broom.
The hardwood dowel handles are sanded to an aerodynamic Concorde-style point of a nose and stained to a high-gloss dark cherry wood finish. There's even a harness for holding onto when the going gets rough. Schumach's very careful to say these $35 brooms aren't official licensed products. He briefly toyed with the idea of pursuing a licensing deal from Warner Brothers, even sent brooms to the movie set. But then he decided no. He just wanted to make them on a small scale and show potential flyers and broom builders, like 8-year-old Raven, his craft.
How do you make the brooms?
Okay, well, I'll show you. We could do a kid's broom. You got a stick? Yeah, make a kid's broom.
So he explains as a helper deftly arranges a large handful of dark brown corn straw onto a broom handle. A 19th century machine turns the broom handle held in a vise as the thick wire is wound around the straw to hold it in place. Excess straw is cut away. With another turn and cut, the stick and the straw become a broom, ready for a test flight. Schumach's made over 600 of the brooms by now, but it's a limited edition run. Though they're selling very well, he says he's not making more than 1,000 of them. But as the holiday season fast approaches, he's finding them flying off the shelf faster than he can fashion them. For NPR News, from Diagon Alley, in Eugene, Oregon, I'm Monica Hausman.